This is KUT. Travis County voters decide in November whether to approve $185 million in bonds. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, many of the projects that money will pay for are going toward longstanding problems in the eastern portion of the county.
The projects are prioritized in what Precinct 1 County Commissioner Jeff Trevilian calls a health and safety bond. Trevilian represents the north and east portion of the county.
First principle was safe routes to schools. Second principle was evacuation routes from areas which were in floodplains.
Years of neglect on county roads outside of municipal or state jurisdiction are becoming bigger problems.
When it floods and that road gets flooded out, then if they are in school when it starts raining, then they have to stay in school, spend the night at school, and because the buses can't get them back home. If they're at home, the buses can't get in to get them out to take them to school.
That's Precinct 4 Commissioner Margaret Gomez talking about issues Del Valle ISD children have had getting to and from school when the heavy rains come. While homes may not be in a floodplain, many of the county's roads and nearby creeks have long had problems with drainage. Those problems are only exacerbated by the county's topography.
It's like the funnel. The higher points are in the western part of Travis County, and the lower parts are in eastern.
The same could be said about housing prices in the county. Economics have created a funnel of people seeking lower-priced housing, and they're buying up more and more developments. Some of these new neighborhoods in the eastern part of the county fall outside Austin, Pflugerville, and Manor City services. Commissioner Trevilian.
There's a great out-migration of much low-income and much minority population from the Austin community because the housing prices are so high and certainly tax rates because of that.
John Langmore served on the Citizens Bond Advisory Committee.
This bond package is really kind of a start to address those two things, both the growth and the underinvestment. So we're really playing a bit of catch-up with the proposed projects on this bond.
Other parts of the county will see a benefit too, like park and road improvements out west and north, but the lion's share of the bond will go northeast and southeast. As for how much this would cost Travis County taxpayers if the bond is approved?
The best way, I think, to talk about what it costs taxpayers is that for every $100 million of long-term debt, it's about $13 on the average taxable homestead.
What that means for you is less clear, as the county won't issue all the debt at once, and the cost will vary depending on your home's value. But given that formula, the owner of an average-priced home will see an annual property tax bill increase of about $23 after all the debt is issued in about 4 years. Travis County voters will decide on the bond November 7th. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.